Our Father who art in heaven.
Yes?
Don't interrupt me. I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? No, I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father who art in heaven.
There. You did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father who art in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
I was, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say my prayers. It makes me feel good. Kind of like fulfilling a duty, getting a job done.
Well, all right. Go on.
Okay. Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it right there. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, good grief, I don't know what it means. How in the world should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey, that makes sense. I never thought of what hallowed meant before. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Doing? Why, nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here like you have up there. We're in a bit of a mess down here, you know.
Yes, I know. But do I have control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your temper? You really got a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money on all yourself. And what about the kind of things you watch on TV and how you treat your body?
Now, hold on just a minute. Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of those people in church.
Excuse me? I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that's to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some of those hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name some others, too.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like you, you know, really be free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. I'm proud of you.
Lord, if you don't mind, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You need to cut out the bread. You're overweight as it is.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups.
Praying is a dangerous thing. You just might get what you ask for. Remember, you called me, and here I am. It's too late to stop now. Keep praying. We'll go on.
I'm scared to.
Scared? Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Sarah?
See, I knew it. I knew it. You would bring her up, Lord. She's told lies about me, spread stories. She never paid back the money she owes me. I've sworn to never to speak to her again.
But your prayer. What about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's quite a load carrying around all that bitterness and resentment, isn't it?
Yes, but I feel better as soon as I get even with her. Boy, have I got some plans for her. She'll wish she had never been born.
No, you won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. You know how unhappy you are? Well, I can change that.
You can? How?
Forgive Sarah. Then you will be able to truly and completely accept my forgiveness toward you. The hate and the sin, resentment, all that will be Sarah's problem, not yours. You will have settled the problem as far as you are concerned.
Oh, I know you're right. You always are. I want to be right with you more than I want revenge. All right. I forgive her.
There now. That's wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all, in fact. I feel pretty great. You know, I don't think I'll go to bed uptight tonight. I haven't been getting much rest, you know.
Yes, I know. But you're not through with your prayer, are you? Go on.
Oh, all right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know. I want to please you now. I really made a mess of things. I would truly love to live the life you created for me, to live the life to the fullest. I can see now what I've been missing. So tell me, how can I do that? How can I please you?
You just did.
We laugh and we think it's kind of funny to hear what the reading that Carl and Diana just did. And yet, how sad it is that for many of us, our prayers and the time that we spend with God is really going over the same things over and over and over again and not really thinking about what we're saying, not really listening to what God has to say to us. And let's take a few moments now to speak to God from our hearts and to listen to what He has to say to us. Will you bow your heads, please? Father in heaven, you are such a good and merciful and kind and wonderful God. And how fortunate for us that you are so forgiving, that you are the God of second chances, that every day is a new day with you. Lord, we come before you now, many of us with heavy, heavy burdens on our hearts. We think particularly of the Cox family this morning, Lee Cox in the hospital, Norma not knowing exactly how things are going to turn out. Lord, we pray for your comfort for this family, for your healing hand upon Lee, and for the doctors and the nurses to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you have been there, that you are with them and you are with that family. Lord, this morning as we are here to worship you, it's time to stop, to think. And I invite each one of you sitting out there to take a moment to think in your heart, in your head, to find the words to tell God exactly how much you love him in your own words, not in the words of a memorized prayer, but in your own words, to take a moment and silently tell God how much you love him.
Good morning, church. Happy Sabbath. I trust that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and you've come with Thanksgiving in your hearts this morning. Amen. Just a brief announcement. I see some kids from Kids Choir, and there is no Kids Choir today. I just want to remind you of Kids Choir. Glad to see so many of you here this morning. I think you're in for a treat, because we have John and Mary Geiger who are going to present worship through music. I've gotten to know John and Mary the last 3 years, I think, and they've sung here before, but this is the first time they've been at the early service. And that was actually a kind of a nice arrangement because Pastor Gary heard them second service last year and was so thrilled that he wanted them to come this time around to worship through music this morning to you. So I'm going to turn the mics over to them. I'll let them explain themselves and their ministry, and I think you're in for a treat.
Beauty of the earth. praise for the wonder of each hour, of the day and of the night, hill and vale and tree and flower, sun and moon and stars of light.
So much, and it is indeed a pleasure for us to be back once again at Glendale Seventh-day Adventist Church, and we've looked forward now for several months to working with Dennis, to being with you, and it's always nice to be back to a place that you've been before. Somehow it helps you to think that things went okay the time before, so it's indeed an honor, and to be here as well for the early service. I guess we would have to confess, if you put us right down to it, that this is not our favorite hour to sing. But because you have already greeted us with such warmth and we've enjoyed your service so much, our hearts have been warmed by the children and by hearing from God and the other and the young lady, that it's been very special to be here. And so we thank you so very much. We're not here to be the performers by any means. We simply want to be the prompters in worship. David said, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us do this thing together. Let us exalt his name together." So that means that you're not the audience. You are the supporting cast, okay? We want to be the prompters and want to do that with a great sense of responsibility. You are the supporting cast. God is the audience. Now, I know you know that, and you're well taught here, but sometimes I need a reminder so that I don't come to church and just kind of hang out. You know, I really do understand that only as I support the ministry that God has provided, that together we can bring pleasure to the heart in what we do. And that would be our highest aim this morning. And I appreciate so much, or we appreciate so much, that opportunity. Over the years, just like you, just because we stand up here and sing songs and put on good clothes, it doesn't mean that we don't go through stuff. How many go through stuff? Okay, we all do. And it's at those times that if you're anything like me, you tend to think, "Well, Lord, what's going on now? I thought I knew the plan. I thought I knew the direction, and now I'm over here. So what is this anyway?" But usually when we go through those things and come out of it, years later, sometimes days, weeks, and many times years later, we look back and we say, "Oh, yes, even there, when we thought God had messed up." How many thought that a time or two? Even there, God was working behind the scenes to prove one important thing, that all things work together for, say it, good to those who love the Lord. The scripture doesn't say, "Surely pleasantness shall follow me all the days of my life." No, but goodness and his mercy will pursue us until one day we enjoy his presence forever with the Lord. So with that in mind, we want to celebrate God's goodness as we look back over. That's what we do at this Thanksgiving season. Look back and say, "Oh yes, God, you are good. How? All the time." Okay? We will remember the goodness of God.
Is our peace in the midst of the storm, in the cool of the shadows. He is our warmth in the darkest of night. He is our light. We'll remember the goodness of God.
In the heat of the desert, he is our breeze. He is our calm in the billowing seas. He's our welcoming fire when we're cold and tired. We'll remember the goodness of God. We will remember the goodness of God. We'll celebrate his abundant love, his mercy and grace, the theme of our praise. Forever we'll lift up his name.
He is our rock in a world filled with change.
He is our shelter in the cold driving rain.
He's our pure mountain
our
spring,
pure mountain our springs, our wings. We remember the goodness of God.
We will remember the goodness of God. We'll celebrate his abundant love, his mercy and grace, the theme of our praise. Forever we'll lift up his name.
Faithful and true is our Father,
our Father of love.
Our hearts will always be filled with his praise, always filled with his praise of the wonderful things he has done,
and recall
his great kindness the rest of our days.
and praise the cream of our cream, forever we lift up his name. We will remember the goodness of God, we'll celebrate his abundant love, his mercy and grace, the cream of our cream.
I know you'll forgive me for crying, because when I think about heaven and any mention of seeing God face to face or being in heaven with him brings me tears right now, because my mom is there now, and she's been there for just about a month, so it's still really fresh to me. And I want to sing a song now in honor of her that is a thankful song to God for all the wonderful things he gives us and for helping us to know the truth. And my mother shared the truth of Jesus Christ with a lot of people, and there are people in heaven because of her sharing with them. And I'm going to be one of them someday, because she shared Jesus with me. Just a minute, I can sing.
Thanks. Your eyes sleep, your head don't swell.
When a dewdrop catches the sunrise, when a treetop touches the wind, when a baby opens its new eyes, when the truth is revealed to men, when the ocean catches the moonlight, when a deer drinks from a stream, when a bird song wakens the morning, when our faith is more than a dream, I thank the Father, our loving Father, who made all that is. I thank the Father, our loving Father, who opened his arms and calls us his. When the Savior reaches a sinner, changing his life from darkness to light, Jesus offers peace within us, giving his children inner sight. I thank the Father, our loving Father, who made all that is. I thank the Father, our loving Father, who opens his arms and calls us here.
should pass Kleenex out for everyone. Mary always insists, you know, we've done several concerts since her mother's departure, or I should say new dawning in heaven. But she courageously wants to sing that song in order to, as a testimony to the wonderful impact of a very wonderful, wonderful mother and mother-in-law. We want to extend the song of thanksgiving because we're right on, as you can see from the decorations, we're right on the eve, in a sense, of the time when we extend our thanksgiving to say, thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift. When Mary was singing, when a baby opens its new eyes, I thought of that moment more than 24 years ago when I held a little bundle in my arms and looked into the eyes and made a connection with our brand new baby daughter. What a moment. A moment is a little flicker of time that can last for an eternity. But what was incredibly special was that now I got it. I figured it out. I knew that because of this baby, that a good marriage was going to be made perfect and more complete. What a difference a child can make. This is wonderfully illustrated in a true story. Perhaps you know the story of two tribes in New Guinea who had been constantly at war for many generations. So they finally decided to exchange one child, a peace child, from each tribe to live with the enemy tribe. Well, what a great idea. And it worked. Even savages in loincloths with knives and spears knew that it would bring a lasting peace and save them all from extinction. You see, in the presence of a child, rough men grow tender. Laughter and joy fills a household. Expectancy and potential abound. And that is why, and no wonder I should say, no wonder God said through the prophet Isaiah, because of this peace child, there will be an everlasting and ever expanding government. His perfect reign will bring peace and justice to all nations from the throne of his father David. And this will happen because the zeal of the Lord will accomplish it.
A ray of hope flickers in the sky. A tiny star lightens from on high. All across the land dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
A silent wish sails the seven seas. The winds of change whisper in the trees. And the walls of doubt tumble tossed and torn. This comes to pass when a child is born.
A rosy hue settles all around. You get the feel, you're on solid ground.
For a spell or two,
no one seems forlorn. Child is born.
Indeed, a restless world is waiting for one child who will grow up to turn tears to laughter. Hate to love, war to peace, misery and suffering will be forgotten words. For unto us a child is born, and a son is given to us all. His government, the government will rest upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
It's all a dream and illusion now. It must come true sometime soon, somehow. All across the land, dawns a brand new morn. This comes to pass when the child is born. This comes to pass when the child.
Well, it's story time in Glendale Adventist Church. And it's about a little boy, probably no bigger than the size of one of these little fellows over here. A little boy who wanted to meet God. And he knew it was a long, long trip to where God lived. So he packed his suitcase with Twinkies and a six-pack of root beer, and started on his journey. And he had gone just a few blocks when he saw an elderly man sitting on a park bench feeding pigeons. So the little boy bravely went over and sat down right next to the old man and opened his suitcase and started to take a drink from his root beer when he noticed that the man looked hungry. So he offered him a Twinkie. And the man gratefully accepted and smiled at the boy. Now his smile was so warm and so pleasant that the boy wanted to see it again. So he offered him a root beer. And again the man gratefully accepted and smiled even bigger this time. And the boy was delighted. So they sat there all afternoon eating and smiling, but they never said a word. Well, it grew dark, and the boy realized he'd better be getting home, so he started to leave, and then he turned and he ran back to the old man and gave him a big hug. And the man gave him his biggest, warmest, and most grateful smile ever. So the boy went on home, and his mother saw him and noticed the look of joy on his face and said, "What did you do today to make you so happy?" And the boy said, "I had lunch in the park with God." And you know what? God's got the most beautiful smile I've ever seen. Well, at the same time, the elderly man had gone on home, and his son greeted him at the door and noticed the look of joy on his face. And the boy and the son said, "Dad, what did you do today to make you so happy?" And the man said, "I ate Twinkies in the park with God." And you know, he's a lot younger than I expected. Now, folks, have you noticed that everywhere you go, people are really looking for God? They really are. And we all know that we are made in the image of God. And now that means a whole bunch of things. But I am sure it also means that our smile looks a lot like God's smile. And if you want people to start knowing about God, just smile. Have that sense of continuous gratitude and joy from your heart that constantly speaks of His presence within you. You see, so often, because there's so much that we can't do, we fail to do what we can do. And there's not a whole lot of theology in this little story. But oh, how wonderfully effective it is. Actually, I said that one time at one church, and the preacher was sitting right in the front row, and he says, "Oh, yes, there is a lot of theology to that." It was Jesus who said, "I am telling you these things, that your joy, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." He also said, "Inasmuch as you have smiled with the least of my brothers and sisters," the least, from the little fella who thinks lunch is Twinkies and root beer, all the way to the elderly man who thinks that the whole world is passing him by and has forgotten him and he sits on a lonely park bench. The love of Christ can reach as far as that and beyond. How many remember, I do, in Sabbath school years and years ago, when we were more than 50 years ago, that's a little while. You don't remember that long ago, do you, darling? That we used to sing a little song. Maybe you know it. You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard.
You can smile when it's cloudy or fair.
You can smile anytime, anywhere. There are many troubles that will burst like bubbles. There are many shadows that will disappear.
When you learn to greet them with a smile to meet them, for a smile is better than a frown or tear.
You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. You can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere.
Try it, will you?
You can smile when you can't say a word. You can smile when you cannot be heard. You can smile when it's cloudy or fair. You can smile anytime, anywhere. You can smile anytime, anywhere.
And don't forget your Twinkies.
My Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Would He devote that sacred head to such a worm as I? Was it for crimes that I had done He groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. My God, why would you shed your blood so pure and undefiled to make a sinful one like me your the sun in darkness hide and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty maker died for man the creature's sin, thus might I hide my blushing face while his dear cross appears, dissolve my heart in thankfulness and melt my eyes to tears. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. My God, merciful Savior, precious Redeemer and Friend, who would have thought that a lamb could rescue the souls of men? Oh, you rescue the souls of men.
Counselor, Comforter, Keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost the way. Oh, we hopelessly lost the way. You are the one that we praise.
Hunger for, oh,
Time when we want to have a sense of total gratitude for the fact that we are totally dependent. Sometimes we think we're very sufficient in and of ourselves. And as we have just sung, only by His grace can we have and be anything that we are. Because He is the one that we hunger for, even in our most self-sufficient moment. We can only be what we are as we draw upon Him. That was made very clear to us in an incident that happened about 2.5 years ago where my wife was in a very serious automobile accident and almost lost her life. And I remember getting the call that she was on her way to the hospital. I wasn't able to speak to her, and I didn't know how serious it was. She actually hit a car that was parked when she was going 65 miles an hour. And if you do that, that'll rearrange a lot of things. It'll certainly rearrange your body and your life and your car and your ministry. And when all you do is ministry and it's all we know and our total dependency is upon that in many ways for our livelihood and for the joy that is ours to do ministry. Those of you involved with ministry, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm so grateful for the teaching from the Apostle Paul, who said some things regarding his own ministry and the besetting things that sometimes derailed him or caused him to just have to back away. And he said, because we have been entrusted with the ministry, we never give up. We are afflicted but not crushed, persecuted or perplexed but not despairing, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. We carry always in our body the dying of Jesus, that the risen life of Christ might be shown through our flesh. For He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise you up together with us in that day. So do not lose heart. Though our outer man perishes, our inner man is being renewed each and every day.
In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim. And from the depths of sin and shame, through grace He lifted me.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart's burden be, when I am still and wait here in the silence until You come and sit a while with me.
From sinking sand You lifted me, with tender hand You lifted me. From shades of night to gleams of light, I praise Your name, You lifted. Darkest night,
when daylight seems so distant. I feel your love and grace flow over me. You broke the chains that bound my shackled spirit. The blood you shed forever set me free. You raised me up so I can stand on mountains. You raised me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raised me up to more than I can.
Provide Christ in us our core. cornerstone.